Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I beat my face, moving fast, got the Uber on the way. Taking pictures, make sure you can see no less. And we secure like the money in a sack. I look like babe, now I'm on the way. Let you know when I'm about a mile away. And when we pull up to the gate, girl, we so lit. I'm just with the crew. We ain't out here looking for blue. Cause tonight be better with you. It's a hope we something kind of mood. And tonight we are 100. Now drop off the baby. My boss keeps spending you. At home, I'm on my sneaker game. He say, where you from? Well, I'm out of space. Cause the back, the only thing I'm trying to chase. I'm in my head. He tell the DJ, press play, rewind, keep it on repeat. Tip the toe, fell a hater, I like all the beef. That's how you do it, keep sun on your enemy. Good vibes only. I'm just with the crew. We're not here looking for blue. Cause tonight be better with you.
Until I know you open up,
And I won't stop until you scream you had enough. Now that I got you right just where I want you, I won't waste your time, I'ma do what I'm supposed to do. Oh, I'll have you screaming out, hey.
Yeah. Maybe I'm just to demand. Oh, maybe this will work better if I was off of mute. Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am your stand-in co-host tonight, LaPearl La Negra, and I'm co-hosting with King Atterbury, and this is King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight, King?
I'm feeling good out here. How you feeling tonight?
I'm working through some allergies, but other than that, I'm good.
Hey, I'm glad you're here, you know what I'm saying?
We're here,
you know what I'm saying? This is part of the gift of living, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And the natural essence of presence, you know?
I like that. Yeah. Okay, I like that. Natural essence of presence. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to engage us. And this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? King, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
Most definitely.
I know that's right. And before we continue, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to send out a big shout out to someone who is not only a very good friend of mine, but he is also the CEO of Epiphany Radio and the CEO of those beautiful pieces of jewelry that I'm talking about, Raw Link. And you can acquire those beautiful pieces at rawlinks@facebook.com. No, it's rawlinksbraw@facebook.com. I'm sorry, and Amazon. Y'all make sure if you can't acquire them over there, holler at any of us here in Epiphany, and we'll make sure you get to adorn your body with those beautiful pieces.
I know that's right.
Yeah. And tonight we are talking about the gift of living. I like this topic. I like the way it sounds, King. Nice.
Yeah, well, we at the end of the fourth quarter. You know what I mean? So we got to keep pushing as we treadmill ourselves into 2023. You know, so many of our loved ones has been returning to the essence, and we can still keep their memory alive by carrying their spirit within us each and every day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, man. I love this because this is something that we don't really discuss until we have to face that day because, like I always say, we will all have a last day with someone.
That's right.
You know? And
I know that's right.
Yeah, it's very important to, you know, be aware about the gift of living, the gift of life, period. You know, it's so precious, and it is a gift to be alive, you know. I know I'm grateful every single day. You don't have to have a lot of material things surrounding you, a whole lot of finances just to be grateful for the gift of just living because you got a lot of people that are wealthy that you just can't purchase the gift of life. You can't do it.
Right.
This is a gift given by the Creator, you know. And I try to live every day to the best of my ability because I know it is a gift.
That's right. That's right. You know, and that's why I thought about that topic. I was just like, you know what? The gift of living. Me as a healthcare worker and a hospice worker, you got to appreciate the living, when, like you said, until your time comes. You know, so keep living and keep giving. You know what I'm saying? Friendship, love, care, compassion. We have to be at one with ourselves and focus on self-love so we can send love and receive love from others.
Absolutely. You know, I was checking out Poetry Corner earlier, and I liked the topic that you guys hit on, you know, and that had a lot to do with self-love, because there's so many masks that are presented and put on, and it's like, a lot of people put that mask on every day, and when it comes time to take it off, they don't know who they are anymore.
I know that's right. They're walking around with a mirage of thoughts and presence.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
The greatest pretenders out there.
Yeah, you got that right. And I have known some, let me tell you some, I learned from the best. Put it that way. Okay. So, yeah. Right.
Yeah. What you got for us tonight?
I got a little something.
In the royal palace.
I got something for you. This is untitled, but it's a piece nonetheless. All right.
Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. There wasn't always a storm of fire and rain inside of her. It used to be just love. But when she felt free to release it, to give it all of her beauty and passion and vulnerability, she was always told it was too much after being taken advantage of. But she used to believe that all she would ever be was a walking contradiction, because life taught her how to love unconditionally, while at the same time making her a professional at goodbyes. So instead she hid, allowing the storm to rage inside. There was a time that asking her to pick between one was like trying to blanket the sun. Since he showed her how not to let people hate herself out of loving herself, that everything about you is key to your journey regardless, because the soul is the deepest you can get. And then he invited her to soul travel, taught her about how everyone has been through some shit, and just as some people think that they're better at hiding it. She no longer is that wild one you have to tear apart if you want her heart. No longer a sacrifice to the dragon in the darkness. Now all she wants is that moonlight love. So I've taken time with her in true sincerity and shown the pureness of heart. She'll open and blossom like the petals of a rose for you at dawn, because she knows she is the gift. That's that piece.
Oh, all right.
Thank
no one
you.
Got you that gift. That's what's
right. That's right.
Let
that's
it out
right.
there.
That's right. So, it's about self-love. Yeah, knowing who you are. Man, it took me a minute to get there, but trust me, and can't nobody love me better than I love myself except for God.
That's right.
Right. Right.
Nobody.
That's right. Nobody. Now, that's one of them Keith Sweat songs that I do like. I'm not really a big fan of Keith Sweat, you know, because I feel like a lot of other people. Yeah, he's a whiner. But I do like that one song is one of my own favorite songs by him. Yeah, I'll definitely sing along to that. But King, I'm not by myself when we want to hear what you brought for us to listen to tonight. But I know
right.
you brought it in here. Yeah. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. This piece is called JP. Leave the guard alone, stationed at a post that's secluded. Many friendships are deep-rooted, while love become diluted. Thought the band can unite once again past the friction. Disrupted is the mission. Can we all just pay attention? Strolling past power lines, my brain waves are active.
high explosive voltage that's massive, becoming savage. Learn to abandon cycles of situations lost. Break through any flaws with life force, time be off. Check the shadow when it's bright, in plain sight, day or night. Patterns of flight are never light, or passage of rites. Mix and mingle with my alias, and act without discovery. That's why life is lovely when it get hard like rugby. A titan with the writing, black lightning playing ghosts. Leave folks froze, trying to play a role with no soul. Raise spirits as if the church let a fundraiser drive. My eyes vocalize what's memorized from others' hives. Hello, King.
Yo, that's what I'm talking about. Get away from that negative energy. Do not allow it to accomplish your light, your good energy. Back up, back away. Just walk away from it. Don't even, invite it in. I like that, John. That was dope.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
you gotta send forth that vibe through the frequency and, whatever signals you receive from the universe, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You display it out to the world, you know what I mean, and narrate the story that you
Absolutely.
Want to be told.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you see, that's what people don't understand. We are alive because of vibration and frequency and movement. Okay, this is everything that is alive is alive because of that. So yeah, you send out a good frequency, you reap good fruit from it.
Yes, I like that, John.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Well, look, enough about us. Let's open up the door for the callers.
Well, we got first on the mic, we got the station manager of Epiphany Radio. That us is Poetic. Hey, Poetic, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
Oh, man, I am doing great.
What up,
Queen La Pearl La Negra. King Atterbury. Doing great. What a way to start the show out. The tunes, the poetry, the topic, man. The vibe is good over here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Appreciate that.
That's always going to be good on this side. So, you want to ask the question or should I ask it?
Queen before the king. You know what I mean?
All right. So we want to know your thoughts on letting your pen breathe off the gift of living. How do you see life? Do you see it as a gift?
I do. Anything that God gives me the ability to create is a gift. And then when it comes to my pen in terms of creating living, the gift of living through my pen, that's just a great honor to be able to do, because you never truly know what your poem, your words is going to do for someone until you actually put it out into the atmosphere and let that energy be returned. Sometimes you get it back, sometimes you won't, But just know that you've done your job as a poet, because everybody needs to hear something sometimes. You just never know what they need to hear until you open up your mouth and speak what God has laid on your heart to be able to put out there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Can I reiterate real quick, though?
Go ahead.
Okay, so there is a law of the universe that all energy must return to its original owner. So, yeah, you'll get it back, whether it's right away or years later. That good will come back to you. Oh, and that's all I've got to say about that.
Well, I'll take it.
That's that good.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. Yeah. Poetic, I know that you brought something for us to listen to tonight because you never cease to fail. You know, you never fail. So I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that's anxious to hear it. So I'm going to stand back and put the spotlight on you whenever you're ready.
Yeah.
The mic is yours.
Appreciate it. I'm actually going to do the piece that J-Rob spit on my behalf from Thursday night so that you can hear it as I would do it. It's called The Act. I want to slowly trace the contour of your skin lines with my fingertips while Maxwell plays whenever, wherever, whatever sung from my lips. Just to encourage the satisfaction of your desire for physical touch, creating a level of intimacy that matches our communicated conversation so much. I want to hear you exhale as I locate those places on your body that will make you say, baby, anytime, any place, emphatically. Because like Janet, I don't care who's around. I just want to hear you make a ah sound. Because I've grown from boys to men, so I can please you until you say when. I mean, until you say, daddy, I want you. Then I get to make all your lovemaking dreams come true. I need you to know that I want to make your body smile as I crave the intimacy of your vocal octaves while I kiss the back of your neck, caress you from head to toe with no disrespect. I want to hold captive the essence of your thoughts and have you express what you've been feeling so I can feel the depth of your healing, because I see you, like Coco Jones sings, and your visual presentation of your satisfaction is so sexy that I want more. I want to feed on the nourishment of your powerful affirmations, giving me rhythmic confirmations that your secret garden belongs to me and only me while in Q's juke joint, I beg your pardon, only to be locked up in the oasis of your waterfall, where your red light special initiates a call to my TLC primal nature. But you've tamed me, and in this moment, I'm a gentle creature. I want to make love to you, like when our hormones go crazy under a sky that is true blue. While the rain pours its approval upon us by your pheromones, it seems like you're ready for us to go half on a baby. Let's make a baby, or at least enjoy the act. The act of our love, yes, the act from the mind of Poetic.
Oh, damn, brother, that's what's up, all right. You know
yeah.
What I'm saying? All I can say is, when you get done with the mic and everything like that, I got a good song to play after that piece you just recited, man. Yeah,
man. My man.
I ain't even gonna say the title, bro. It's one of my favorite Ruffin joints. That was, yo, man. I like how you broke that down and spit that down, man. That's
thanks a lot, brother. Appreciate you.
True indeed. Appreciate you too. Man.
Yeah. Oh, that was dope. You know what? I always say, for people that can fit songs into their pieces like that, I look at that as a gift, as a talent. I just don't have it like that. And that piece, that was super, super romantic. It was beautiful. I loved it. And I do remember him putting it. But I think I heard this before he got a chance to spit that too. I don't know if I read it or heard it, but it just keeps getting better every time.
You read it because I sent it to you before it was spit.
Okay. I knew it was familiar. Okay. But like I said, it keeps getting better every time I hear it.
Thank you. Appreciate
that's
you.
That's what. Yes. I'm gonna learn how to fit some poems in my piece like that. Just almost every other line, yo. I ain't hating, but I want to learn.
You could do it.
I'll give it a try.
Nah, you ain't going to give it a try. You just going to make it happen.
Make it do what it has, baby.
Make it do what it do.
Make it do what it do.
I know that's right. All right. cocaine.
Yes.
Oh goodness, y'all gotta excuse me. I'm a little medicated, so I'm a little.
It's all right. It's all right. You hear the joke, so that's what's up.
Before we let Poetic escape, oh, I'm trying to get my words together too. Poetic, you want to tell us what you got going on in the Epiphany world, Epiphany Universe, Epiphany Radio? Yeah, do you want to give us the rundown? Wait, you want to give us the rundown, or you want to just tell us what you got going on?
It's been a minute since I did the rundown, so let me cycle through the rundown.
Break it down, brother. Break it down.
Join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for, I believe, it's going to be Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, the Erotic Love Zone, Ms. VIP, and La Pearl, La Negra. Ladies and gentlemen, Thursday night is the Get Down with J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is Renaissance Poetry with your host Keith Eric and Kimbrella Renee. Saturday night, there will not be a show because it's New Year's Eve, y'all. What's going to happen to New Year's Eve? Be here. Everybody's going to be getting wasted and all that good stuff. So no show Saturday. And, of course, Sunday is New Year's Day. We'd have to check with Divine Inspiration to see if he's going to be able to do a show or if all of his deacons are going to be incapacitated, if you know what I mean. And then we'll get back here next Monday night for King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. And then check us out pregame before the show at 7:30 over on Let's Talk Poetry Corner, East Side Connection, King Atterbury and yours truly, Poetic, as we have some shop talk conversation. Back to y'all.
That's what's up.
Well, that's right. That's a rundown right there.
Absolutely. That's what
rundown
I'm talking about.
Rundown and touchdown.
Great show the other night. What was it, Friday night? Really,
Friday
really
night.
Great show. Absolutely.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you for hanging out.
Anytime, man. Oh, and I love the discussion y'all had on Poetry Corner. I had to tell y'all that too. Man. That needs to be touchdown a lot.
Yeah, that was all Poe's idea, you know what I mean? So I ain't going to take credit for that, you know what I mean? Okay. So that was a great topic, bro, you know what I mean? Word.
I mean, we had to bring the ladies out. We had to be like, T.I., bring them out, bring them out.
Bring them out.
That
was definitely on point.
Okay, I get the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, great discussion. I was in the background talking to the screen.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to send you over there. Where is it that he's going to? What's the name of the lounge?
He's going to the Royal Lounge over there with Kalinda.
Oh, my boo thing over there.
She's
back. I had to pay for her flight, you know what I'm saying, and bring her back. You know what I mean? So,
I'm definitely going over there. Without question,
bro,
it's
nothing but business, man. It's a business, not pleasure. I mean, just business. I mean, so that's
Kalinda's
why I paid for
around,
a flight
bro,
to bring her back.
Whenever Kalinda's around, it's always pleasure when it comes to me, baby.
Yeah,
I know that.
I ain't getting into that with you, man. You know what I mean? Like, I know how you feel about her. And, you know, I'm just trying to straighten that out for the airwaves.
Appreciate
you know what I mean?
Appreciate you, bro.
No doubt. No doubt.
That's what's thank
love
you.
Well,
peace. Very, very
yeah,
dope.
Yeah, definitely
peace.
Was. Definitely was God high. And, you know, like I told him, I got a song for that joint. You know what I'm saying? Like, my man David Ruffin, much respect to him. Man, he's grooving peace on that fly singer.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to get into that right now.
All right.
Pieces of a Man.
Nothing like hearing a David Ruffin song, Pieces of a Man now.
Yeah, it takes me back to old days. I don't know if you had one in your house, but we used to have that combination of the buffet cabinet and the stereo player, the record player.
I know
in the middle.
Now we had
that. Yeah, and that's also where my mom would store. She was a school teacher, so she would pick up all the hats and stuff that she would find in the yard, and she would bring them home and put them in the bottom of the buffet cabinet. That way we never were without gloves or anything. You know, and if a child, she would take some to school with her. If a child needed something, you know, she would be right there to give it to them. So, yeah, that takes me back to that time. So I appreciate that song, you know. And I'm a David Ruffin fan as well, absolutely. But we're going to get to this next call. Okay. You see who's coming next. Uh-oh.
I already know. That's bro right there.
All right, here we go. Mr. Metaphoria. Hey, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight, Dave?
What's going on, brother?
Good people. Peace and salutations and all that. Fuck all that shit. You know the shit motherfucker be saying to say ashy and all that. That ain't me. What's going on with y'all asses in here?
Hey, we chilling like a villain up in here, man. You know, just enjoying ourselves. Thank you for coming through, brother.
Last Monday of the year, I'm going to try to make it to each show this week. I said I'm going to try. If I can hit 2 or 3 out of 5 or 7, I think that would be great. Well, I ain't doing shit Saturday. Mm-hmm. So glad there ain't no show. Like I said,
hey,
New Year's Eve, that's party time. But, yeah.
Hey, we appreciate
it. Here this last week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Before your medicine kick all the way in and she knocks the fuck out of you. She bringing no more collars in and shit, you know. So that sounds like she had 5 Benadryl and 3 ibuprofens together and shit. So, yeah, I just think I'm glad I got in here fast.
Yeah. I'm trying to heal myself. I'm going through some changes. But I got to say, you know, Dave, I really, really, I commend you on your live videos and stuff. I really like it. Even though, you know, you're talking your shit in there, but I like the topics that y'all hit on, the subjects, you know, that you have your discussion with and stuff with your host. So good job over there, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
We appreciate it. Try to give a little laughter through the week and shit, you know, hell.
Yeah, man.
No shit
you need that in this world today, man.
Yeah, nothing to be down about. Shit, we got to be up.
That's right.
Yes. I want y'all to bring in the new year with a great attitude, knowing that you got more, you got space and time to finish creating and manifesting and all that good shit you want to come through. So everybody go in with a positive attitude. And remember, I'm always your biggest cheerleader.
That's the difference. We appreciate all everybody and shit.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So, King, I think you got a question for Mr. Metaphoria.
That's right. How do you let your pen breathe off the gift of living?
I personally feel everything we write is life, whether it be our personal life or somebody we know. She could have been on the news that inspired us. And sometimes, you know, when you write, your ink just do its own thing, and you ain't really had nothing in mind you was going to write about. You just started writing. So I think that's just life living through us.
Right,
and,
exactly.
Life is beautiful. You know, I've grown accustomed to being a part of it, and I hope I'm a part of it for a very long time.
I know that's right.
I like
that.
Let your
pen breathe.
That's poetry, yeah, which you just said, man. I mean,
let it breathe before you leave.
Absolutely. That's what's up. I love that. So creative.
I ain't shit.
You do. I think you have a beautiful mind, but I ain't going to tell your secret to everybody, man. You know, you're an awesome individual, but I know you got a reputation to uphold, so I'm going to leave it alone. I ain't going to say nothing else.
Hell, I ain't shit. I do got a short piece for y'all tonight, though. I think it might kind of line in with what the topic is.
Okay, well, whenever you're ready,
right. The
mic is yours.
All right. We write. Whether wrong or right, we write the wrongs with rights and shorten the longest nights with every line to ease the mind of the weary and weak. Structure drips from pen tips that speak for the masses of silent lips that cage thoughts of a mind in which as a vision is blurry and meek. We write. And within each line is a message that could be a blessing, but you might miss the lesson if you're stressing. So let us poets be the weapons of mass instruction that removes your mental mass destruction and allows you to function. We place curses and verses to reverse the verses within you built over time that causes your mind dysfunction. We write. To give you light as you walk out of darkness, pain and hardship, shit, life is hard. We return life to what was dead. We return life to what was dead. To nurture what hasn't been fed and give direction to what's been misled. But if you haven't heard a word we've said, it's your loss. And you'll remain lost. For we speak for you. And no matter what you've been through, to be you, you should never be ashamed, nor should you accept the blame others put on your name, for your life has not been lived in vain. Just learn to love and be yourself. Then you'll enjoy the riches of a poet's wealth. In peace.
Damn. That's what's up, brother. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? You're getting right to it on that. And I definitely got a song for you for that piece on that. You know what I'm saying? Bird.
Yo.
Appreciate it.
Hey, man, you are such a dope poet. I'm trying to tell you, your flow is so effortless, and you have a certain rhythm that I can actually rock back into a little bit, like with some attitude, because of the way you spit. Man, that is a really, and the piece was beautiful. I love the piece because you always touch on life, period, regardless of what mood you're in. It's always about life, and I think that is the most important thing to have an understanding of. But, man, that piece was awesome. Thank you for that.
Definitely appreciate that.
Thank you.
I mean, appreciate what you bring to the party all the time, man, you know.
I appreciate it. Let me say, Danielle, I give you a rhythm you could rock back to.
This
and
forth. Perfect.
And back again. And forth. I'm just saying.
Put it in a piece. put in a piece, and I'll respond.
I'll put the piece in.
I'll
put the piece in, right in there where it fits.
Mm-hmm. I'm under the influence. I can't stand them. That was so we can't let you go. No, we can't let you go yet. Okay, because you got things going on, and you need to let the world know what you got going on here. I got it right this time. In the world of Epiphany Universe, come on, tell us what you got going on.
Shit, I'll be doing shit. We'll be live Wednesday nights at 7-ish. You know, sometime we late, sometime it's 8. Wednesday night, you can catch us on Facebook Live for the Random as Fuck podcast. That's every Wednesday, sometime Friday, but we don't always make it on Fridays. Let's see what else got going on. February 18th, I'll be hosting some kind of poetry show. They ain't made up their mind yet, but it'll be at the Roxy, February 18th. March 11th, I'll be back in Muskogee again at the Killer Nigga Center or something. I can't remember the name of the motherfucker, but it's on the white part of town. And that's going to be a nice variety show there that I'll be hosting, be poetry, comedy, you know, singers and all that good shit. Yeah, that's all I got going right now. Other than that, I'm just be chilling and shit, you know. Anybody, if you're lonely for the holidays, don't call me. I ain't coming. Holiday season's over. Unless you got a lot of dependents and you get your taxes early, if that's the case, call me. But, yeah.
Hey, I hear you, man.
All right, Dave, thank you very much for that. I'm going to send you on over there with Poetic. He's over there probably in the corner talking to Kalinda, getting his drinks fixed and stuff. And, you know, I don't know if that sounded right.
I'm
going
to
send you on over there
to
the world.
I ain't going to try to talk to her because when I go say hi to her, Van going to jump across the bar with a dick in his hand. And
you already know.
I'm just going to sit
at
the corner of the bar.
Dave.
Yeah, much love, y'all. Much love.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Cue the music, King.
You know how you do, not me. But look, we as he rolled up out of here, you know what I'm saying? We gonna hit him off right now with some Nas, One Mic.
Oh, it's my joy. Yeah.
One time, yeah, yeah. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things the sun did. Pure like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm gon' body, this hood politics acknowledging. Leave bodies chopped up in garbages, seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us, one knee I duck, could it be my time is up, with my luck I got up, the cops shot again, bust stop glass burst, a fiend drops a Heineken, ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in, blacking out, I shoot back, fuck getting hit, this is my hood, I'm a rap, to the death of it, to everybody, come on, little niggas is grown, look rats, don't abortion your wound, we need more warriors soon, shit from the stars, sun and the moon, and it's like a police chase, the street sweepers and coppers, stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors, if you really think you're ready to die, when Nas out, this is what Nas is about, nigga, the time is now. All I need is one mic, one mic, one mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic, one mic, one mic. All I need, niggas. All I need is one mic, one mic, one mic. Yeah. All I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks at 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew. 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing.
tasting revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years, too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of Macs, too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rush, we rush. Let's fly and feel it, I feel it in my gut that we take these bitches to war. Lie them down, cause we stronger now, my nigga, this time is now.
All I need is one mic.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath. I'm one man, what I stand for, speak for itself. They don't understand, they wanna see me on top, too egotistical. Talking all that slick shit the same way these bitches do. Wonder what my secrets is. Niggas will move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none, too late to grab guns. I'm blasting cause I'm a fool nigga. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Fooled you niggas, what you call an infinite brawl. Eternal souls clashing, world gets deep. Some beef is everlasting, complete with thick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison yards. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a cop would be killed. Body found in the dumpster, for real a hustler. Purchased my range, niggas throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got they working complain. Bitches left me cause they thought I was finished. Should've knew she wasn't true, she came to me when a man caught a sentence. Diamonds are blinded, I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. See now the king is straight, swelling my melon. Cause none of these niggas real hurt equal. Telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy, I'm on the right track. I'm finally found, you need some soul searching, the time is now.
All I need is one mic, one mic, one mic, yeah, yeah, yeah. All I need is one mic, one mic. That's all I ever needed in this world. Fuck cash, all I need is one mic, one mic. Fuck the cars, the jewelry. All I need is one mic, one mic. Spread my voice to the whole world.
Oh, man, that's all you need in this world when you're a poet. One mic. All you need is one mic.
Nas got that work. I'm trying to tell you that is my joint, okay? That is one of my favorite joints. Oh, my God. I love this song.
you definitely hit off with this joint. You know what I mean? Like...
Absolutely. Oh, man. I see my allergy messing with me, but how you want to do this? You want to station identification? Let's see
if I can find station identification.
If I can find one. Oh, I told you I'm having technical issues.
Yeah. Oh, in his. You know, normally this is, Zwina's, archive up in here that I'll be tackling into. So I came across it on that, but, you know. So everybody out there in the world, y'all excuse us for a moment. You know, we just right here. You know what I mean?
You know, so, you can always hit them with another nice tune from the playlist. Anything will do because y'all got it going. Or y'all hold it down over there with the music until we find it, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to send the vibe somewhere else. So I'm going to come through and rock this Janet Jackson and Busta Rhymes. You know what I mean? So y'all throw your hands in the air and act like you just don't care. What's it going to be?
Baby.
Come on. Busta Rhymes, Janet Jackson, here we go. One time, baby, just tell me just how you feel. We living it and just giving it to you real. Baby, come on. Every time we crossing the borderline, we giving it to you, making you feel fine. Turn the heat up, better believe we're going shine. Make your body whine, baby, the pleasure is all mine. To my people, who be regulating the dance floor. Better step to your business and handle yours. How we do it? Making your people just want to bounce and get busy because you know that we always hit you off. What you say? You're wondering why you feeling the force. And don't you worry because you'll be ready to floss. More heat because I always put you on. And go to spots at the very second I'm gone.
Catch a groove on.
But now that you're tired, I hope your body be cooping, because we're keeping you moving. That's what we're doing, and you know we're gonna make your body wet. Burning and making your ass cry, baby, come on. Give me the shiver that make you quiver while I deliver the shit that hit you right in your liver. Always sound scanning, we never leaking, you're hanging. I'm always doing my thing and my music always be banging, so check it. You know we be always moving the crowd. Type of feeling that make you wanna go play it loud. What up?
When we come and hit you, you best believe you really gon' get you.
Finding whatever you wanna flaunt, cause we be dipping the babies who what you want. Here we go, painting the picture, we keep it hot in the winter. Now big up my people, you know I'm always with you.
Flip mode,
we blowing and taking over the planet. Full blast, hitting with bust around. And you know we're gonna gonna make your body wet. Yeah. I wanna know where my live women are at. We gonna make your body feel wet. We gonna make your body say yeah. Everybody raise your hand real high. And let me see you all put them up in the sky. Come on, making my niggas to say word up and making you women to say baby come on, bringing it to you with many ways. We making it taking you people right through another phase. Come on, we rocking it baby, that's how we dropping it baby. There ain't no stopping it baby, I know we driving you crazy. And then we give it the greatest of all time. No matter what you do baby, we gon' shine. And you know we're gonna
I just took my socks off.
Baby.
Baby, baby.
No, that's right. Yes. Welcome back, man. Ladies and gentlemen, to King and Queen's Quarters, the Epiphany Radio. And the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, press that one. All right. King, how you want to take this? You want to open up this next caller's mic, or you want to do a host spit? How you want to do?
Yeah, let's open up this next caller's mic.
All right, we got us Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Hey, Auto, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
What up?
How y'all doing?
All right.
Okay, yeah, everything's great, you know. I enjoy my Christmas, you know. Life is good. How about the Cowboys? But yeah, the important thing is that everything's fine.
All right.
That's what's up.
You know.
That's what's up. Okay. Did you enjoy your holiday yesterday?
Oh, I enjoy every bit of the weekend.
I know that's right. That's right. That's what's up. That's how I'm supposed to be. I like that answer. You enjoy it every day. That's a good thing. Okay. Did you eat a lot?
True facts.
Shout out to my big brother, Larry Maddox.
Okay.
Shout out to my big brother.
All right.
Yeah, that's right.
I ain't gonna mess with him tonight. I wanted to check up on him. You know, make sure he's all right. You know, I wanted to check up on him.
Absolutely.
You know, make sure my brother is okay. Because you know what happened now. Christmas Eve, you know, I was very concerned. Very concerned what happened on Christmas Eve. I was, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to ask you the question of the evening. How do you let your pen breathe off the gift of living?
Oh, wow. I'm a freestyle. I think it's energy. I think it's I think it's a balance of negative and positive energy to me. I think that's the balance of life. Because you have to have both. It's like
I agree.
A battery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It balances out when you have a positive energy and you have negative energy. Well, with batteries, they say positive, negative charge. But yeah, you're right. I agree with that. That's where balance is at. That's how we learn to love ourselves when we find that balance. So yeah, or you want to say it the other way around? When you learn to love yourself, you find a balance. Either way, it's the way it's supposed to be. So I agree with you on that. Yeah, we do need both. Absolutely.
It's like that yin and the yang, you know?
That's exactly what it is. That is exactly what it is. Yes. And all you want to, you know, even though we need that, that to go with it, you still need to send out more good energy than you do bad energy.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Well,
yeah.
the bad energy is something that you learn from. That's the trial
right.
and tribulation.
Absolutely.
You learn a lot about yourself when you're going through something that's so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes a challenge. The bad challenges you. Comes against you learn so much to the point of when you see somebody else going through what you went through, you have the knowledge to know the good part, the positive, and then you have the knowledge to know what to do in that particular situation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and at the same time, you have to learn how to be a fighter to keep your force field up.
That's a fight.
So you don't have nothing that energy chipping away at your armor. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Always remember, you know what I'm saying, your vessel, you know what I'm saying, is protected by the armor that houses your soul, your spirit and soul. So, you know, if you had all this good in the world, how could you learn anything? So you got to have bad along with the good.
Yeah.
Just like night along with the day. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Dark along with light. You know what I mean? So,
ding, ding, ding. Here you go. Go. I agree with that 100%. So, Otto,
so we
hit. You gonna do? Oh yeah, oh yeah. We definitely here, and we out here. Yeah. Otto, you gonna freestyle for us tonight with a piece about
the
gift of living?
Freestyle. I'm gonna let two names in the poetic air, in the poetic energy. I'm gonna do that for a while. Before I touch the mic, I wanna let Sister Taraji and Free Paul in the air.
All right. Okay. Well, the mic is yours.
The name of the freestyle is called Birth of a Nation. Brothers and sisters, if we can be free, see the place of a positive energy, we not be blanketed by the laws of not having freedom. We come out of the bondage of slavery. Our world is to be brave, to go ahead and fight for what's right. The birth of a nation, we tried to change us, taking our spirituality out of us, taking our name that had true meaning out of us. So we had to put an explanation on the X to mark the spot. So who are we? The Hebrews, the Israelites. Who are we? The kings, the queens, the Africans, the royalty, the Nubians. Who are we? The fighters, the abolitionists, birth of a nation. I speak on prosperity, the longevity. I speak like Malcolm X and Dr. King all in one. The birth of a nation. When the tears are cried, we were denied to even vote. But then when we can vote, they try to go ahead and put some of them poisonous in our voting rights. The life of an action. And we have got to this part to keep fighting and keep shining in a different light. They can never put us down. They could never put us in a life of chains and enslave us. They might have taken everything from us, but we will always be who God made us to be in this life of a birth of a nation. Mr. Automatic Curse, when I can learn to lynch him, he gives him all that breath and drive.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. And you know what? That piece was dope and fly, man. I like the way you come through with your stuff. But I definitely got a song for you, you know what I'm saying, after we conclude on this identification. You know what I mean? Well,
all right, thank you.
Appreciate you coming through, man.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
You know what, Otto, you always bring, you do more political, more conscious pieces than anything, and I think you are really, really great at that, at what you do. I wish I could freestyle, but I can't come off the top of my head because I think too much, and that gets in the way of words that I want to speak. It interrupts it and takes me to another word, and I never wind up getting out what it is that I want to say. So, my hat's off to y'all freestylers. The piece was really, really dope. I'm a fan of a lot of your work. I really am, and I appreciate
you
coming with that, man. I really do. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
And I'm going to send you over to the Royal Lounge where you got Poetic is over there, you got Mr. Metaphoria over there, and you got my mixologist, Kalinda. I guess
y'all got Truck and Trailer Parking over
here? Truck and Trailer Parking?
Yeah, we have a zone.
No, Truck and Trailer Parking.
Yeah, it's close to
We accommodate now because we want you to be well, to feel welcome. So why not have that kind of space? Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Everything good. Like that good. You know what I mean? So yeah.
Right.
All right.
All right, thank you, Automatic Charismatic.
Yeah, thank you for coming through, brother. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate you all the time, man. Thanks for showing the love.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Yeah. Charismatic, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just to accommodate his piece, I'm going to go with the Far Side. Passing me by.
The music, King.
I'm the archive, baby. I'm the archive.
Okay, you are the archive.
But we gonna go into that. Passing me by the Far Side. Here we go.
It's okay.
I knew I'd get a gift, always got dream of fairy tales, I think of me and Shelly. She's my type of hype and I can't stand when brother tell me that I should quit chasing and look for something better. But the smile that she shows makes me a go-getter. I haven't gone as far as asking if I could get with her. I just play love by ear and hope she gets the picture. I'm shooting for her heart, got my finger on the trigger. She can be my broad and I can be her, and I can be her. All I can do is say back in kids we used to get when we played truth or dare. Now she's more sophisticated, highly educated, not at all overrated. I think I need a prayer to get in a book, and it looks rather dry. I guess a twinkle in her eye is just a twinkle in her eye. Although she's crazy stepping, I'll try and stop the stride, cause I won't have no more of this after me. Bye.
Time for me to voice my opinion, can't be pretending she didn't have me. Sprung like a chicken, chasing my tail like a doggy. She was kind of like a star, singing out with like a fan. Damn, she looked good. Downside, she had a man, he was a Rudy suit, a Nick and Poop. She told me soon your little birdie's gonna fly the coop. She was a flake like corn, and I was born not to understand. But letting the past, I proved to be a better man.
The dope is Ethiopian, and now the world around me begins moving in slow motion whenever she happens to walk by. Why does the apple of my eye overlook and disregard my feelings no matter how much I try? Wait, no, I did not really pursue my little princess with persistence, and I was so low-key that she was unaware of my existence. From a distance I desired her, secretly admired her, wired her a letter to get her, and it was, my dear, my dear, my dear, you do not know me, but I know you very well. Now let me tell you about the feelings I've been for you when I try or make some sort of attempt. I simp. Damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp, cause then I would let you know that I love you so, and if I was your man, then I would beat you. The only lying I would do is in the bed with you. But I signed to tell is the one who loves you dearly, cause he has loved me tender. But the letter came back 3 days later, returned to sender. Damn.
And you killing the music because you taking me back, you know.
That's what it's all about, going back and we're like, you know what I'm saying, to that feeling. Feel, you got to feel.
Yes, yes. I'm going to tell you what I'm feeling. I feel back in the day when I was jumping double dutch and riding my 10-speed bike with my pom-pom footy socks on and my white Keds. That right there, my layered haircut with my door knocker earrings. I remember all of that. Oh my God. Yes.
Yo, I ain't even gonna front. Some people probably be surprised. Not to cut you off, sit, Queen. You know what I'm saying? I used to be skateboarding and roller skating. You know what I mean?
No, they wouldn't be a surprise. Please. That's all I grew up around, okay? All the boys in my hood, they rode skateboards. I had one. I almost killed myself on it, but I had one. See, I had brothers to keep up with, you know.
Going down long hill. In my projects, we had a long hill. It was called Snake Hill. You had to be nice on that skateboard or the roller skates going down them joints. I mean, or you be in danger.
And back then, did y'all, you had a metal skate?
No, I ain't had the metal ones.
Oh, man. I had some metal
cheap joints, but they was good roller skates. You know, I made the best of them. You had to learn. You had to get skilled up. You know what I mean?
You had to learn on all them things that roll, please, or you'll roll your ass right into a parked car or something.
Right, that's it. Or you, in my project, you'll end up into that flagpole. You know what I mean? You ain't want to do that.
You
know what I mean?
You won't
so you had to weave.
I was doing to that joint. That joint hurt.
Look, you had to learn how to weave, you know what I mean, after you get to the bottom of that hill. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Have your skates swerve. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you hit into that cement that held the flagpole high.
Yo. I remember
then,
all of that.
Look, and then you had all the dudes out there and the chicks, they'd be laughing at you all night. So
yes, they would.
So it was either you hit into that brick, that cement brick, or you swerved around it, and then you probably rolled over and went like, because you lost balance. I'd rather roll
right.
over and lost balance like I always did on that. But I didn't hit the brick. So.
Yo, I know. I was impressed in the parked cars, though. So on both sides of where I live, like, these were row homes, but they were separated by big driveways. And it was, let's see, my mom's house was the second house from the corner. And then it was one, two, three more houses on the other side. But on both sides were hills. One was called Orchard Street. I think it was Orchard Street. And the other one was called Wong Hill. And Wong Hill was steeper. And at the end, I mean, that was like a block of factories and stuff. So we didn't have too much to grab onto because it was all flat buildings, you know. And
yeah.
The hill went all the way down to, it wasn't the expressway, but it was close to it. I don't know if you ever heard of Tarsdale Avenue. But you didn't want to keep heading straight into Tarsdale Avenue because down there is all where all the semi-trucks are worked on and they ride through.
Oh.
Nothing but factories down there. So you didn't want to ride down there. You had to have control. So, yeah, we had to learn that swerve, too. You know, we might have slid and skinned our the side of our legs or something, but we didn't keep going down there and crashing into one of them big behind trucks, man. You didn't want to do that because bad things happen.
Yo, I've even seen people go down, like, my building was, like, in the middle. We had six buildings in our projects. You know what I mean? So, if you went down the left side of my building, that was like
mm-hmm.
the long snake a little bit. And I've seen people skate down that joint, swerve around, and swerve down, and then wound up falling off and hit into the grass or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Off the chain. You know what I'm saying? Trip over the chain, fall into the grass. Then you go to, but then on the right-hand side, that's when you're going straight down. You know what I'm saying? Like
okay.
I said, that you don't want to hit that brick. That house, the flagpole, you better swerve
mm-hmm.
over, and then probably if you toppled over, then it was all good, you know, as long as you didn't hit the brick. Because that's when everybody right there at the flagpole, they be laughing at you, joking on you. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
that was
training day, as Denzel would say. Man up.
Training tech. I know that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember all of that, man. We had a good time, though. And you know, we was built different back then. You know, these kids
were
different that day. Okay. We dealt with real steel and cinder blocks.
I know that's right.
When we hit something, we really hit that jaw hard.
Facts. Definitely what I definitely.
Yes.
But Queen, I got a poem for tonight.
Oh yeah. And I'm ready for that. I've been anticipating it. So, you know, whenever you ready, I'm gonna stand back out the way and the mic is yours.
All right, this is a piece I titled Last Call. Here's a preview that'll tease you. Manifested lethal. Obtained so you can see through anything that's evil. Telepathy on point. Don't touch what's been happening. Thoughts traveling, connecting as one might be flattering. Keep the fire blazing inside a vessel that's a furnace. Don't need much service on a surface of purpose. Calamity wordplay on blaze. Trapped listeners in a maze can't escape the airwave. Long staircase to exhibit, feeding my spirit. Cancel out the visit, push the limit when explicit. Grab a few gems and jewels from a center of pretenders. January to December, make them remember who the winner. Almost dated Brenda from North Jersey drinking. Same one who dad traded in his Lincoln, not thinking. Hit the bar and grill, almost signed, sealed the deal. Found out shit wasn't real, so the guard had to appeal. All that close shit in motion, while seven digits accurate. Verbal craftsmanship, so nostalgic that I had to master it. King.
Damn. Well, all right. That was... Yo, you know, the way that you spit and the way that you write, it's like, it's an old school style. I know I keep using that word nostalgia, but your pieces, your style, your personality, it takes me back to good times in my neighborhood when I was a kid. And I appreciate that visual and that feeling of going back there, because those really were, you know, I ain't had too many good times when I was young, but there are times where you take me back. I mean, even when I went to go visit my cousins in the South Bronx, there was a time when we had a, you know, we played and, man, you just take me back. But that piece was dope.
Yeah, thank you.
I like that. Really,
it's the remnants. Like when people ask me, they be like, "Oh, I heard you from New York." I'm from the old New York. You know what I mean? I left at the end of '92. You know what I mean? So all of the stuff that was brand new that was happening when I was coming back to visit, you know, things were changing. So I saw the changes and stuff. But I remember, you know what I'm saying, like I said, coming out of 86, 87, you know what I'm saying, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, and then I bounced, you know what I mean? So
okay.
I have the memories right there in the mental Rolodex.
Okay.
Thank you, I appreciate that. So, Quinn, you got a piece for us before we bring this next call in?
I do. Okay. Right. Speaking of... the gift of living, this is called The Gift.
Mike is yours.
Thank you. I am breathing in life. The life he speaks into me every time he is in my presence. He has adorned my soul with peace and seduced the universe within me. Like the coverage of the petals of roses that fall just because they know with each gentle placement, their presence adorns the ground with beautiful change. I am breathing in life. Like the fact that the seasons know the secrets of why change is inevitable to make room for growth. And just as nature keeps the purity in its delicate balance untainted and unstoppable, I am breathing in life. The life he breathes into me from his positive attitude and amazing outlook on life daily. Because not only did he teach me how to locate the switch that turned on my light, his light shines through and all around me. I am breathing in life. And if I never get another chance to be with him, I won't even be upset. Because he put a permanent sparkle in my eyes, a shine in my cheeks, a smile in my heart, and the gift of pure love. I am breathing in life. And that's that piece.
That's what's up. Breathing in that life.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Ain't no other way to go.
Yeah. Okay. Breathe it in. And, you know, it's good when you have somebody that can actually breathe life into you always speak positive and let you know, even on your worst days, that it don't, it's not always going to be like this. That's breathing life into somebody, making them look up and have something to look forward to, you know? So, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for indulging us with that.
Oh, you're welcome. You want to throw another station identifier in here real quick? I got one.
All right. That's what's up.
All right. We'll be right back after this. And we're back. We're back.
Yeah, yeah. Back in the building. Holla at you, boy. Holla at you, girl.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I don't really see no more callers with their hands up, but if you want, I got another piece for you. I'm always ready. I always got something.
Yeah, I got another piece too. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's get to it. You know what I mean? Let's get busy. We poets.
All right. Well, you first came.
We make it do what it do. You know what I mean?
Make it do what it do, baby. Yeah.
Make it do what it do, baby.
The mic is yours.
All right. Let me get into this piece of mine. All right, cool. I'm right there with it. This piece is called J-Dub. Called upon my grandfather's spirit to assist with my gift. His son, my dad, still resting as I built a larger bridge. 22 books manifested in 5 strange years. Thanks to my son and daughter, along with my godchild who cared. Much support, a power source of love I carry deep within. Who needs friends to understand? I breeze through the wind. Been through ups and downs, around smiles and frowns. Porchy corner host along with Cousin Q, I'm sound. Motivated by creating content, doing shows. Even joined Epiphany and Extension thanks to For Real and Poe. Illuminate and navigate, accept the hate, I concentrate. Never becoming distracted by a face that can't touch my plate. My uncle gave me a push back in 2019. He remains on the scene as a reminder of my dreams. Encouragement, I'm hugging it, loving it, I am of it. That God body meant to state, elevate, I demonstrate. Strength without the weakness, I pray to the Most High. While some evaluate, checking their scars, let your heart cry. Clean up the uneasy, uncomfortable feeling of doubt. Take another route. Find a house with open mouths. King.
Yo, your poetry is strong. It is real strong. And you push the words. You have this intentional way of spitting there. I find you one of the dopest poets out there, man. I appreciate it. I really, really do.
Yeah, I agree. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? That all comes from the love. You know what I'm saying? The love that I receive. You know what I'm saying? So when I receive the love, I feel like there's nothing I can't do. You know what I mean?
I know that.
I'm going to go there.
Absolutely. And that goes back to the gift of life, you know, gift of living.
That's right.
People breathing life into you. That's what's up. That's definitely what's up. I got something here.
All right, let's get it.
All right, this is called, thank you, the other side of fear. As she closes another chapter on her life, she turns the page, entering anew, frightened and closed off, but willing. Willing to open as she prays for love's rain to fall all around to greet her new experience in life, so she can smile again. She misses her smile after it was run off with, encased in someone's jar of hearts. Her new book entails beautiful and wonderful and promised kept. Time spent, respect, great loving, and he stayed. And though he says things that make her want to expose all that she is, those chapters have yet to be written. Completely naked and unafraid, her fear of being let down, abandoned, and broken continues to make her tread lightly and stay slow-paced. Even when he says he wants to be her earth, her sustainability, home for her heart, that he'll wait for her until the sun burns out and the ocean can provide no more. Her frightened heart still second-guesses his true intentions. Her mind continues to process that logic of, is it safe to love again and fall as hard as only her heart ever known? While the fear that has taken up residence deep within her wounds causes apprehension in her steps towards the new promise of perfect love, she's still walking forward because she's recovered all but that last chapter and knows everything she wants is right on the other side of her fear. So I'll start this chapter with, know that I see you. I do. It's just that giving my heart, opening up and offering my world time and again has proven to be like painting in the rain or like trying to blanket the sun. Just impossible. But I've become friends with my scars because they've never hurt me. Nor will they ever. They are my healing. The peace flag waving at my spirit because they know me. So you say you see me in the dark because you've been where I am. Familiar words to caress an invisible ego, or should I say a non-existent one. But my question is, could you show me how to touch the intangible? Because my heart was shattered into a 1,000-piece puzzle that only I know where the pieces fit. And so I keep it just out of reach. And that's that piece.
Oh, shucks. Man, that was lovely. That was beautiful and lovely. You know what I'm saying? B-A-L, ball.
Thank you.
I love
that.
You just had the essence of just the way you recite your pieces is just like so beautiful and lovely. It's like when you walking through like some type of botanical garden, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter which way you go with your poetry. You know what I'm saying? It's like that feeling, that just like chill and just that awe moment. Like you like,
oh.
Just breathe and be in comfortability. You know what I mean? So, yeah, this, you definitely be rocking it out. Definitely will not. Nobody could ever say you locked in a box.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. You know what? You know what? You hit on something key. I do put myself in nature, in a botanical garden or somebody's rose garden or out in where it's a lot of green land. You ever see the landscapes of Scotland or Ireland, how it's just miles and miles of grass?
Yeah, I've seen them places on that.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's always
it does
a beautiful
look very
breeze
cool.
Blowing through the grass. Oh, my God. I'm there. I'm there. When I'm writing, you know, regardless if I'm writing about, you know, eroticism or just, you know, showing my love to a fantasy man. Where I place myself, and that's where I place us when I'm writing, because I like to be in a zen-like state when I'm writing my pieces.
I know that's
you know, regardless of what it is. So thank you for picking up on that. You hit the nail on the head with that one. All right, Kay.
You welcome. You know I'm a manifestor myself, a light bearer, light worker. I'm in there. I'm in them places.
I know. So I know, but, you. That's probably why you picked up on it like you did and hit it right. That was that key word, man.
I felt it. You know what I mean? But you know, because we both spit these two dope pieces on that, we gonna have a short intermission and we gonna go into some Camp Low right now.
Okay. All right.
Luchini. Luchini.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki vines with sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what?
Introduced in, phantom of the dark, walk through my heaven with levitation from reefers, drenching divas in these seven, showboating with rugas, flash vines, Belafonte jigger, let's get forward this verse as we confiscate your figures.
Chasing over brown, levitating, jiki and dashikis, the Lahada car, 54, chasing diamond runners, headed ice band, the big killer diamond convention, Harlem buck strut, breathing world heights, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly, let me in your house, the pleasure, from the knuckle swat, shadow boxes catching black eye blue.
I play the thief, what? Sensations at the Marchi bar, we screaming Chiba. Fulfilling pleasures in my castle, blow the smoke out. The Goss of Vegas substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The low don't stop, give me shouts, it's the season. Sartellas, two players for swerving no corners. We madness to moolah, living with Charlie's angels on us. No smiling when sliding, that gets you caught up in the octa or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed.
Saturday night fest, you better take it light. You jaja, you're a happy sad quest to the coast. The Key Largo, wire the chain gang, keep your ears out for a year, sip the fountain blue, house of bamboo, paradise.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki vines and sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki vines and sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? What? What?
Fallen sparrows from the seas, a black Caesar that convinced her silky days, satin nights, taking flight, down and gone, three sensations, Spanish flying with the lady star face, bottoms up, sunshine, love potion number
and we hailing from the magic city, transcending sweeter on your aura, Fontini in London, relaxation in Bora Bora, got notion to bring it, sing it, never been my function, stoning, robbing, we heisting merchandise and gunning, love it, leave it, but bless the war chief for his bison, get it, got it, the low will forever be nice.
Yeah, the sunny diva, he be sippin' on my red They get you great, cause he be sippin' on my red We float the tri-state, draped in the satin vine. This coolie hijack pack from the sugar shack. Then what we do after we sip the armor red We start the Harlem River quiver, diggin' sweet daddy. Sharpen the crimson blade, hot Sierra serenade. Anatomy for seduction, be this
yeah,
ebony
as
junkie.
We exit the place with grace, jersey armor rather than bursting of clouds. It pours, everything seems better on flats with love. We move only in the mist. It's slow, it's life, and we can't get enough
yeah,
of this.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki vines and sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki vines and sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is
yeah,
it, what?
But he be sippin' on my red The Geechee Gracious, he be sippin' on my red The Joe Chink, he be sippin' on my red The Chiquita Yid, he be sippin' on my red We got Asti Fumanti, we're on my red And then my man Ill Wilson on my red And then my man Cabin, ain't sippin' that We slide through the tri-state with the hi-hat And then I float side to side in my coolie high And then I do something with the Spanish fly, yeah And then I float down south with the boogie flat And
then I slide up in between the sticky foot off and all of that, yeah.
Oh, man. Ain't nothing like some Camp Low. This is it, y'all.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Oh, man.
Yo, that was always one of my favorite jams. Them dudes be like, that vibe. If you can't dance, you gonna dance. When I listen to their joint, you be like, hey, whether you two-stepping or just moving your body, you know, just shaking your head, snapping your fingers. Yeah,
yeah,
Camp Low.
Smooth groove. Yes, yes, yes. I like that. Yes. That's what's up.
Yeah, so, oh, man. How we doing this, Queen? Like, we going back in?
Yo, I can go in again.
I can go in, too. You know what I mean? Like, we live on stage. You know what I mean? We poets. I mean,
hey,
we poets that don't blow it. I mean,
okay, but, okay. Well, let's do this then. The mic is yours.
All right, we're going to rock it. All right, I'm going to rock it up. This piece I titled Higher Than Low. If time doesn't lift what was taken, fragments are left. Broken to pieces are the moments of a life force in my breath. Heavy breathing, overeating, weighing the odds that were against me. Inside my mind and in my heart, can't believe the blind cheating. Yet still, you are the reason why I climb mountains of pleasing. Barely I trust, so I don't rush. Keeping a sign, odds get even. Believing once again, I can win, removing doubt. Being careful who's on route without an invite to my house. If it's a home while I'm alone, keeping a barricade to my zone. Checking the gates while I create a mind state that's well known. Deliver a different energy that be sending me to another. I don't feel like I suffer, but I do recall the number. What was dialed and singing, ooh, child, things will get better. That's why I entertain the seasons, bringing love in all weather. Making sure I'm decent after releasing so I don't carry part of my past. Moving around, having a blast, while I'm avoiding an avalanche. And that's that peace, King.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You know, I ain't going to spend a lot of time on this because we only got a few minutes left, but you always speak on coming out and coming up, not in a egotistical way, but through the lessons that you've learned in life. You know,
right.
You put that in there, and then you speak about how, excuse me, life is still to be lived. It's still beautiful, you know, and you can make it happen. You just hang in there and believe in yourself, man.
Yes.
So I love that piece. Yes, I really, really do. All right. I got another piece. I went past it for a second. All right. This is called Ready for Growth.
Mike is yours.
Thank you. I now understand that it is possible to witness or observe a behavior objectively for what it is without necessarily being that yourself. And this shall remain true of both positive and negative interactions. A lotus flower grows in muddy water, yet rises above the surface to bloom with remarkable beauty. A diamond forms under extreme heat and pressure to become the hardest, most exquisite jewel. Patience endures time to emergence of ultimate peace. These things all had to grow through harshness in the hardest of conditions, yet came out beautifully stunning, cherished rarities. But just as beautiful emerge from and for those situations and conditions, our love has developed out of a lifetime of abuse and struggle. Physically, mentally, spiritually, I have fought and overcame. Targeted by deceitfulness, intentional wickedness, being shunned and exiled, jealousy and just pure hatred. all from ones who claim to have loved and cared for me. Because, see, I used to lease my heart out, believing it would make the world feel better, one user at a time. And my fee? A simple smile and some laughter. Until I started to see something in me that my heart didn't recognize. Yet from these things endured emerged the biggest heart in me. Yeah, I've questioned spirit. Why bless me with a heart always ready to be loved, always open, always seeing the beautiful part of the beast instead of with one blackened and hard as stone? My answer was that I still deserve to be loved, and in time, I came to understand that. But I don't want to just fall in love, because I've been put down, let down, way too long, finding myself to be the only one in it. Yeah, love me. Come from love. I am ready for love. I want to grow in love and have someone to share in it with me, because I no longer give samples of me. That's that piece.
Oh, man. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? You always bring it forth into the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, letting people know, like, this is what it is and this is what it is not.
Okay.
Beautiful piece. But, you know, you. I know we got whatever on the clock, but it's all good. And nobody raised their hand. But, Queen, if you don't mind, I would love to follow up with a piece on that and go out with a song.
Oh, please do. Please.
Because, I mean, it was such a beautiful piece. I had to look through my archive, and I was like, yo, go here and then go there. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
This piece is titled Love Affirmation. It's a queen and king thing, visiting queens in many places, spending some quality time through purpose, being courageous. Of course, we know the pace is slow through conversation. With vibes being alive, I'm navigating with patience. Dedicated to the one, cause where I'm from, birth and outcome. Woman, if you want to fill the spot, come and get some. Every crown lady is different, preparing tables. My life is not in shambles, nor do I believe in fables. Always willing and able to build a bridge for you to walk over. Come meet the ex-soldier that's disciplined and older, standing grand as a man who carried life from the source. Let me bring you on my course as ancestors light the torch. If I see, then you see through me all that move me. May your spirit dance quickly as the sound of life is grooving. Hold your hand so my connected energy come to you. In my world, you are spiritually and mentally beautiful, King.
I'm talking. I'm on mute. I'm sorry. Yo, that was a beautiful, beautiful follow-up. I love that, man. Oh, God, how you give praise to the queens. And oh, man. It's something special about it when black men gives praises to the sisters. It hits different. And that was beautiful, and I thank you for that.
Well,
I really do.
I appreciate that. You always have to enlightenment. You know what I mean? That's all it's about, enlightenment, compassion, and care. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I try to walk through all different corridors. You know what I mean? So, you know, we got to be first class with everything, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's what I'm going to take us out with. I'm going to take us out with Jack Harlow, First Class. But, Queen, do you have anything left to say to the people before we take them out?
Happy holidays. Stay safe. Smile wide. Breathe deep and easy. And just stay in the positive. I love y'all. Peace.
Hey, peace, love, and poetry. And, hey, enjoy the sounds that we're about to take y'all out with. We out of here.
I've been a throw up the sex in a I can put you in. I've been a throw up the sex in a see the whole city from this balcony. Back in 2019, I was outside freely, but now they got it out for me. I don't care what frat that you was in, you can't out for me. Keep dreaming. Pineapple juice, I give a sweet, sweet, sweet semen. I know what they like, so I just keep teasing. Hard drive full of heat seeking. Trying to come the same day as Jack rethinking. You don't need Givenchy, you need Jesus. Why do y'all sleep on me? I need reasons. I got plaques in the mail peak season. Shout out to my UPS workers, making sure I receive it. You could do it too, believe it. I've been a throw up the sex in a They say you a superstar now, damn, I guess I am. You might be the man, well that's unless I am. Okay, I'll confess I am. Go ahead and get undressed, I am. Okay, cool, you on sunset?
I am.
I'm about to slide, okay, I'm outside, okay. This lifestyle don't got many downsides. Except for the lack of time, I get around my family, making sure they never downsize. I got visions of my mom saying, wait, this house is mine. Can't lie, I'm on Angus Cloud 9. I got him on a bandwagon now, about time. I ain't even got no downtime. Every time I speak, she say, yeah, that sounds fine. I've been a throw up the sex in a